Lawmakers in Wisconsin are looking into disturbing information coming out of the Tomah VA Medical Center after a report by the Center for Investigative Reporting alleged that the hospital was over-prescribing its patients with narcotics, causing zombie-like conditions, even death. Joining us now is Aaron Glantz, a reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting, who wrote this story, and Marv Simkoski, whose son Jason, a Marine Corps veteran, died last August of an overdose while he was a patient in the facility's psychiatric ward. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Aaron, I want to start with you. How did you find out about this place?
I found out about it because an employee of the hospital sent me 60 pages of internal emails and other documents at the facility complaining about severe quality of care issues. And the thing that really caught my eye was where he said that the chief of staff of the hospital was zombifying his patients with narcotics. I then looked at the VA's narcotic prescription practices. We'd already investigated that before and found a big problem. And we saw that since Dr. David Houlihan, the chief of staff, arrived at the hospital in 2005, the number of narcotic prescriptions had quintupled. Many employees at the hospital, veterans that I spoke to, said that he was called the Candyman and that he was so generous in his dispensing of narcotics that the hospital came to be called Candyland.
How was this able to go on for so long and under the radar?
Many of the employees at the facility complained. They complained to their members of Congress. They complained to the VA Office of the Inspector General. This continued and continued. The VA Inspector General issued a report. They documented how many pharmacists had been fired for refusing to fill these prescriptions or had quit in disgust. I interviewed many of these individuals. When the Inspector General finished its report, they buried it. They didn't publish it. They didn't share it with the House or Senate committees that oversee the VA. And then during the course of my investigation, I learned that Marv's son, Jason, had died not in the outpatient setting, which is where some of the other overdoses that I had learned about occurred, but in the hospital itself on a cocktail of 14 different medications. And further, that Dr. Houlihan was his outpatient physician and that the person who was working with him in the hospital consulted with Dr. Houlihan about his care shortly before he died.
Well, Marv, let me bring you in and first of all say we're so sorry for your loss. Our condolences to you. But tell us about what happened from your perspective. What happened there?
Well, basically, my son was given way too many meds. And at the end, you know, he was prescribed pain medication with all of his other meds. You know, that all led to his death. You know, it's kind of hard to talk about, but it was like a no-win situation for him. You know, now when I look back at it, they had him so medded up, he didn't have a chance.
Were you aware of it at the time that they were giving him too many meds? What did you think?
2 days before he died, I met with his doctor, inpatient doctor, and my son was in there and a patient advocate. She came in the room and closed the door, and she turned to me and she said, "Mr. Simkoski, you caused me a lot of problems here at the VA." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And she said, "I spent 2.5 hours in meetings because you went over my head." She said, "I could have been taking care of your son." And I said, "Well, you didn't take care of him. That's why I went over your head." Because a day before that, I had text messages from my son. And he said, "Dad, here's where you have to help me now. They're not taking care of me. I'm going crazy. I can't take it anymore." And then she said to me, she said, "You may know how to build houses and pound nails, but you don't know anything about taking care of your boy." And then her and I kind of stood up and we were ready to start arguing more. And my son stepped in and said, "Okay, you guys calm down now." But I had no idea that they were giving him pain meds. My boy didn't tell me about that. And the doctor didn't tell me about that either. Because if I would have known that right there, they wouldn't have been giving them to him. Because first of all, he went in with an addiction problem from pain meds. So why would you give an addict pain meds and then send him home with 50? It just didn't make sense. I'd go there to pick him up. He couldn't even talk good. I mean, he was slurry with his speech. I'm like, he's fine now? And the doctor's like, yeah, he's fine to go. I said, well, if he's so fine, let him drive your car in the parking lot. And she says, well, he's not driving my car. I said, well, you want him to drive his own vehicle and he can't even talk decent.
Hmm. Aaron, is this more widespread than just this one facility, did you find?
This has been happening all over the country for years. We did a story in 2013 on the extreme prescription practices of the VA more generally, a 270% increase in the number of narcotic prescriptions nationwide since the September 11th attacks. After that story, there were some promises of reform out of Washington, and we've seen nationwide a slight drop in the number of opiate prescriptions that VA doctors are writing. So I think that what this case shows, the TOMA VA, the practices of Dr. David Houlihan, the chief of staff, is not that the VA doesn't have its heart in the right place. It's that it's unable to deal with people who are not following the agency's goals and policies to take care of our veterans. The policy says, if a veteran has mental health conditions like Marv's son did, be very careful with giving him pain meds, tranquilizers, muscle relaxants, other things that can be abused. And yet, the VA in Toma, Wisconsin, gave him every single one of those drugs simultaneously, and that's what killed him.
Marv, lawmakers in Wisconsin are now looking into this. If they're listening to this right now, what would you like to say to them?
Don't just listen. Do something about it. Because the problem I've had with the VA over the years, everybody talks, but the bottom line is nothing ever happens. It seems like it all blows away and everything goes back to the same old thing. I'd like to also see that the VA nationwide have the same protocol for treatment programs. These people are going for help because they need it. He was trusting his life with them, and so were we. And it seemed like every time he came out, he was worse than when he went in. And they'd always send him back out, and they'd say, okay, well, now we're going to detox him off of the high amount of meds that he's on, so you guys keep an eye on him, you know. And it's like, why do you start him out so high? Why not start him out low and then raise him up if needed? And all the mixed cocktails that he had, I said to the doctors, what do you even think is going to work? And that's where I'd like to see something changed, you know, with any of these people that are listening today. Hopefully there's one person out there that's genuine.
That's Marv Simkoski, whose son Jason, a Marine Corps veteran, died of an overdose at the Toma VA hospital in Wisconsin. And Marv, thank you so much for joining us. And again, our condolences.
Thank you.
And we've also been speaking with Aaron Glantz, a reporter for the Center for Investigative Reporting, who wrote all about this. And we will link you to his article at hereandnow.org. Aaron, thanks to you as well.
Thank you.
And we reached out to the Toma VA Medical Center. They gave us this statement. We are taking these allegations very seriously. We will investigate each accusation to the fullest extent to swiftly take appropriate action and share these findings with the public. The number one mission of the Toma VA Medical Center is providing veterans with quality care that they have earned through their service, end quote. The hospital is currently under internal investigation, and Dr. Houlihan has been temporarily reassigned to a regional VA office.